Right.
It's not a real deep dish. Chicago
it's like getting
pizza.
Cheese curds from somewhere there in Wisconsin. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's right.
Right.
That, by the way, was my lame transition because the lovely Lydia Mulvaney is standing by. Hey, Lydia.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
At the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All right, so the snuggery, the snuggle house, this thing's got national attention. Is this in Madison or is it in Milwaukee?
This is the snuggle house is in Madison.
Okay. Isn't there enough going on in Madison where, you know, well, probably not. But in Madison, you can pay to snuggle and cuddle. That's the deal, yes?
That's right. You can pay $60 and get an hour of snuggles, cuddling, spooning with young staff members there.
Now, the controversy is what? Because they've had trouble opening, yes?
They have. The city, I talked to the city attorneys last week, and this business raised a lot of red flags for them. They weren't sure that it wasn't a front for prostitution. And some of the red flags was, they planned to open, the city contacted them, and the business apparently had no idea that they needed permits or to pass any inspections to open their business.
Nice job on the research.
Yeah, and the city said, well, you know, do you have any protocols? Like, what if some of your customers are snuggling and want a little more and say, hey, here's $100. Can you do a little more? And their response was, oh, well, that wouldn't happen.
Okay, so the city's got a right to try to figure out what's going on here. But the whole thing sounds like a scam. Look, I don't know a single – I hate to do this to my team. I don't know a single man on the planet who is going to pay $60 to cuddle for an hour. I know guys that would pay $60.
Even out of curiosity?
No, I think I know guys that would pay $60 not to cuddle for an hour. To cut the cuddling short so you could order a pizza. So, you know, it sounds
It'll
like a scam.
An experiment. I guess Madison is now the closest snuggling operation near, you know, to Chicago. So
is this going on anywhere else in the country?
There are a couple of other places. I think it started in New York. There's a place called the Snuggery.
New York. I agree with that. Hey, you want to cuddle?
California.
Hey, you got a spoon? $60. Let's go, huh? This is a ridiculous premise. I mean, okay, let's give the benefit of the doubt here. Let's say this person is trying to create a legitimate business. Has anyone shown any interest in actually doing it yet? The business. Cuddling.
The business claims that these other businesses have been successful.
Okay.
And they have lots of clients lined up waiting for them, you know, hundreds of people waiting for them to open up that have already made appointments. Another thing I just wanted to point out was, the owner said, you know, in his market research, he found that, you know, a lot of the customers were actually senior citizens who had just lost a spouse and needed a cuddle.
Wait, this is the person that started the business that said that?
Yeah, this is the Snuggle House's owner.
Well, as sweet as that notion is, until you produce the old folks who want to cuddle, I'm not buying it. So what do you guess is going to happen here? I mean, you're writing a story about it again, I'm sure. What do you guess is going to happen here? Is it just on hold until the city figures out what's up?
So the city met with the business yesterday, and they've passed all of their major hurdles. The city's convinced, says it's satisfied that, you know, it's not, you know, a brothel, basically.
Yet.
They just need to get insurance. They've passed all their inspections, and so I'm sure that they'll open very soon. If they wanted to open today, so...
Well, I'm confused about the insurance. What do you need insurance for?
I'm sure they just need building insurance.
Oh, like liability insurance.
I'm not really sure what type of insurance they need.
Yeah, I mean, spooning and cuddling generally is a low-contact sport or low-risk sport, generally, I would think.
Generally.
You know, here, come spoon with me. Oh, you poked me in the eye with your elbow. Other than that, I don't know how you get hurt. All right. Well, listen, Lydia, I appreciate you coming on. And if we need a cuddle update, I hope we can call you back. In the meantime, Steve, Dave, come on.
No.
If I gave you $60.
60?
Well, that's what it costs. If I gave you $60 and a limo ride to Madison, but told you you had to spend it on cuddling with someone for an hour, are you in?
No.
60? Could you 60. Bring it up a little bit?
Are you guys just being
cheap? No, it's not for my entertainment. It's a social science experiment.
Oh, well, I thought.
Are you guys being cheap or you just don't want to cuddle, even if it was like,
no.
What if it was $3?
I was in Madison last week, and I definitely didn't feel much affection. So.
Well, you and I cuddled. You and I have actually done this.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Of course, Dave, you had your purple on.
But that probably didn't help
in
Madison.
No.
Yeah, because that's a mixing of stories here. I was starting to think, no, that's not what he was wearing.
Yeah, no. He wore his purple jammies.
He was wearing a cuddle. Yeah. I thought.
That was a Kathy and Judy thing.
Right.
For the Kathy and Judy convention.
Thought it was an indie film you guys were working on.
We did have 3 months of rehearsal. Yeah. Dave insisted on it. It may have been a little awkward for me. So, the Snuggle House in Madison.
Only in Madison.
Not a brothel yet.